Okay, let's talk about churches. And maybe memories of your first church, or when you were a child, or when you were working hard.
The other day, church.
Did you talk about that the other day?
Well, we talked on religion in that church. But we did, you know, festivals.
Okay, well, would you rather talk about something else?
But we had dinners, you know, that we had to do in the old days before we had a kitchen that you could work in. We carried everything but the stove and the sink.
From home?
We sure did.
Maybe you talked out on churches. Maybe you just as soon say that for another time. Or would you like to talk about it today?
It's okay with me.
It doesn't make a difference to me. I just happen to think about it. I think things have changed a lot since I was young. We used to spend an awful lot of time at church. You know, we'd go twice on Sunday, and there were midweek services.
Night services. I even went to night.
We used to have to bring a lot of stuff from home when they had their church service. So we didn't have enough. That's years ago.
Mm-hmm. How often did they have church suppers?
We usually have two of them a year, one in the spring and one in the fall.
Well, do you think life centered around the church more in those days?
Another thing about it, years ago when you got out of church, you took time to talk to your neighbors and friends. But now you get out of church, you get in your car, and the way you go.
That's true.
Yes, they used to stand on the corner by the church, down our way, and a group of us and talk at your church.
And then sometimes you'd ask somebody to come home with you for dinner.
Yeah, that's right. That was a big thing.
That was in my mother's time.
That's what not my time too. I had that.
Well, that was pretty much in my time. Remember?
My man was liked to visit. He liked company. Charlie sure liked to visit.
My folks lived. His mother and dad lived with us. Our pastor, I think, maybe some of you know, Reverend Green, if he's here.
Which church was that?
He used to come and see us play the piano.
Which church was that, Carrie?
Congregation. I started out as a Methodist. My mother wanted to be a Methodist. And the church burned down.
Oh.
So we didn't know where to go. So I went there. Somebody went somewhere else. That kind of all.
How old were you when the church burned down?
Well, I was I don't know.
I was in the sixth grade when the church burned down.
Rita would remember. I was just a young girl. I think in high school, at least. We lived right across.
It was right across from the schoolhouse, the middle school, and it was right on the corner.
Yeah. We lived right across.
Church. And I was in the sixth grade.
Burned to the ground.
Yeah.
You see it.
Well, it was an all wooden building, you know, and that's why.
We started the fire.
Where are the congregational churches now?
Well, the museum, they built that church, the Methodist now.
Oh.
That was the new Methodist church.
On the same spot?
No.
Up the street. Yeah, because that's a...
You know where that, over at the middle school, where there's that long school building that's kind of long like this, you know?
Yeah.
All of a sudden it was long in there where the Methodist church was. And then the parsonage is right next door, to the east or to the west of it.
Okay. It must have been something to get money together to build a new church, because that new church is a great big brick church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they had the chimes.
Yeah.
When they would when they would play the organ, well, then they would turn on the and you could hear it all over, the hymns.
See, when we first came, that's where we went. Well, I mean, we're still Methodist, but two of our children were baptized, and there was only one. Two of them were baptized in that church.
Mm-hmm.
We went down into that corner, and the altar in the corner.
Yeah.
I kind of remember the old the church was there. I was older then. I went to Wells when I was in the Methodist there and all of them.
Did all of you teach something in the churches?
Sunday school.
Sunday school?
I taught them. Some little ones, once in a while. That was the basement of the new church.
Folks first started to go, we used to have a missionary that came from Allendale, Minnesota. We used to stop along the highway with one family that they would all gather at and have service there. I can't even remember what religion it was anymore. Anyway, she would furnish a supper for all the people that were there.
Oh my goodness.
She'd always have either a turkey or a goose. She had about three or four different kinds of pie.
She must have worked like this.
And we met about once a month. And she invited everybody for supper that came for services.
Oh, was this out in the country or was this in town?
No, it wasn't out in the country.
The missionary came. Was it a, I suppose it was a man, of course.
Yeah, it was a man. As I say, I can't even. That's a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I can remember. He always got dressed up for going to church. He had to ride with horse and buggy.
The missionary came on a horse. Did you have benches in the house then?
No, they had just
chairs.
Regular chairs. They had a great big home. Sometimes there were maybe 20 people there.
Oh my.
Because they gathered all around them. The neighborhood that would come. And they always had time to visit.
Yeah, that was nice.
My dad was raised in a small town in Wisconsin. They didn't have any churches. And so that they had to wait for a minister to come. And he was just a baby, so when the minister came, he was a Seventh-day Advent, you know?
Oh.
So he said that's why he always worked on Sunday. He always laughed about that. But that way they had to wait. If you had a baby, you waited for a minister to come. No matter what kind of a minister it was, well, they held the meetings.
Huh. So it wasn't a denominational, it was more of just a Christian thing.
Canal. One Sunday with a friend. I went to Inn, or I went to the Methodist group, and Pipe organ was there. And the one that played it, she left it on. I thought it would play it, but I didn't think I could make any noise out of it. And I was telling playing a lot of these old fast tunes. Pretty soon, Tara said she couldn't carry it in. She said, "You don't know what you're doing." She says, "This is going all over town." And I said, "Why didn't you tell me?" Well, she said she did as soon as she could. I kind of remembered that.
Was that here, Carrie? Was that here? In Waseca?
The old church.
The old Methodist church.
We lived right across. But you see that burned down.
Mm-hmm. How old were you then?
Oh, I don't know. I was a girl born to school. I think her old sister.
That was about Must be 70 years ago. I was in the sixth grade. That's 12 years. I was 12 years old.
So
and
that burned down
70 years ago.
So you've seen that church go from burning down to a new church to having that be a historical society.
My mother, when she was a girl in Waseca, she went to a German Methodist church, you know, they taught German. She went to Sunday school there. That was the only Methodist church, you know, and the men sat on one side and the women on the other. The women took the girls and the men took the boys. And the men had these great, big black hats, and the women had, they didn't have hats, they had hoods.
Is this in Waseca?
That's years and years ago when my mother was a little girl.
You know what reminds me of Mennonite, and not Mennonite.
Amish
churches. Yeah.
But it was a German Methodist. And she said that when the minister would be preaching, then the men on the other side, they go, Amen. Oh, she told me that so many times about that church.
Oh, my goodness. I suppose they brought those customs from the old country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the men with their black suits and those black hats.
Don't you wonder what kind of a mess they had when they decided they wouldn't do that anymore? Mm-hmm. I bet there were people who just couldn't stand it. They didn't separate the men and the women.
Men sat on one side and the women, but the men took the boys and the women had to take the girls. Their side.
I used to live near the Norwegian people, you know, in Ark when I was and I used to go to church with them. And he had his kind of a black, you know, habit or whatever. So it was kind of nice.
Did they talk Norwegian?
They sat on one side too.
Oh.
That time, that was a long while ago. And the neighbor lady, she could talk more English, but the mother had her Norwegian. They used to talk Norwegian, I couldn't understand, but I used to go with them.
But did they do the service in Norwegian?
They did first, but after a while they changed it to
English.
Yeah, but it was Norwegian, and it was always Norwegian. So the old folks went. I think afterwards they had a service for the old people and the other, and they combined the two, and I just talked more like English.
Where was that church?
The Norwegian church, just down way out on one of the side on the church, kind of thing. Small, not very big church.
I think most of the churches were small then. Of course, they didn't have the population they do now.
She was talking about the congregation separated. I got into a church down in Iowa one time that way, that the men and women were. And of course, I didn't know at that time that I noticed they separated. But when Mass was over, I got up to go out. And the lady sitting next to me wouldn't move. And I looked around, and all the women were still in church. The men were out, but the women were there. And they sat there for pretty near a half hour, and they wouldn't let me out.
Why did they stay in, I wonder?
Well, I guess that was their ritual. They stayed there. The men were, when I did get out, the men were all up in one corner, and they were yakking away, and then the women came out. But they stayed there.
They just stayed and sat and didn't do anything?
Well, they prayed.
Oh.
I had to get out, and finally I did ask this one woman if she would move. I had to get out, and she gave me the dirtiest look I ever had. I squeezed out anyway, but
you wonder why the women had to stay so long.
Yeah, they all stayed in there.
Huh. When I first arrived, when I speak to my folks, when they started to go to church at the top, there they had Danish services.
Oh, there, Frida. They had Danish services.
Yeah. No English. But they can also, the men on one side and the women on the other side. When church was over, everybody got off.
Were they Lutherans?
I say customs have changed.
Yeah. The children sat with the parents.
Yeah. I can't remember about the girls and boys. That I don't remember.
Well, this church that I was, the boys were over with the men.
I imagine that they were there too. Because I can remember I was always with my mother.
And the boys got up and went out with their dads. And the little ones stayed with them.
And those boys better behave themselves.
Oh, you bet they did. There wasn't any squealing or looking around. You know, squirming as gangsters would do.
Or fighting. I've seen them fight.
He had a minister there, and they had quite a large family. And one of the children, I don't can't remember if boy or girl, started to fuss in church. She took him out and gave him a spanking outside the church. He came in, no more noise.
Oh!
I can remember that so plain because we sat almost close to him. She took him out, took him a spanking, brought him back in again.
So that happened down in our church here, and as she took the little boy out, he said, "Don't spank me, Mama, don't spank me." He knew he was going to get it. And he got it. We could hear the flopping out there in the back hall.
My pastor wanted me.
Now they'd be child abuse.
That would be.
My pastor wanted me to be a missionary and come after me and after me. And my dad, I was the only girl in the home, you know, kind of depended on me. And now nothing, I could be a missionary that way. I thought I'd be to China or Africa, but I never got that far.
You know, I remember.
It wouldn't hear to it.
Why is it that we all say Africa and China? That seems to be where the missionaries all went.
Africa and China.
As a child, I went to a Baptist church, and it seemed like all the missionaries we ever talked about were in Africa.
Suppose they were so far away that it seemed so far away that.
Well, it seemed like.
Well, they were so primitive.
Storybook kind of people. Yeah, I think that's it. They were so primitive.
Mm-hmm. And they had such rituals for everything from the time a child was born till they got to puberty and some of those. I read a book on it one time, and the punishment that the young boys went through as they got to puberty was terrible. They were really brutalized to make them into manhood. We wouldn't think of doing those things to our youngsters.
I suppose the Indians maybe did something like that too at one time here.
They might have.
But then again, they were primitive too.
But I don't think they were as primitive as the Africans. Now, for one thing, they have no feeling towards anything. You know, we have more sympathy. They don't know what sympathy is. And I saw this on the picture. It was when Lowell Thomas was still so popular, and he was traveling all around. And he took pictures, and he was in Africa, I think it was, and he was telling how they treat their people. And this was an elderly woman. Now, she was not that elderly, but she was older. When they get beyond 50, they're old to them. And she was ill. And they took her out into the desert and left her to die. And they had no feeling whatsoever. And there that poor soul was lying in the desert all alone. And he and his men came and found him. Yeah. Now, they had no feeling towards that at all. But she was a burden to them in their tribe. They had no way of taking care of her, so they just took her out to the desert to die.
That's what the Indians did, too.
Well, they didn't leave them. I think
the older men, and they had to go out.
They would go out and if they get into a cave or someplace. And
but they
Because it doesn't, it just sounds so cruel, doesn't it?
Well, that's what they have no feeling.
Frida, what do you remember about churches in Denmark, it would be, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, I was raised Catholic.
Yeah.
I went to Catholic school for girls. And of course, when I come over here, I better wait. And now, here, I go to the Catholic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Of course, it was... Was it really strict there, too, as they were talking about here, where the women sat over here and the men sat over here? And
no. In our church, we sat men and women together.
Oh. So the family sat together.
Yeah. It was a nice little church.
How many people went there, would you say?
In Denmark, I haven't got no idea. It isn't so very big, but it's a...
Don't you think that in the old days people went all the time?
Yes, they did.
They didn't decide, well, I guess I'll stay home today, unless they were really sick. Or, you know, had...
Of course, we, as Catholics, we had so many holy days. Things like that, and it was almost a sin if you missed one of those. And I tell you, they'd all go. The whole flock of them, they never stayed away. They practically lived in church.
Yeah.
And I know somebody one day said, why do you worship your priests as gods? And I said, we don't do that. Well, we did pay them more reverence, I think, and we did hold them aloft. That was true in the old days. Now they got to be human beings. they're accepted as one, but we did just keep a priest aloft of everything. It was just a habit.
Well, they did with women, too. I think women were treated with more respect.
Well, they didn't treat them with respect. You were supposed to, you were subjugated quite a bit.
Women?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I suppose if they had to sit in church half an hour after the men were out, I think that's true.
That would be terrible if they had 10 girls and the mother had to take all 10 girls on the other side.
Well, and they sat there, believe you me, and they were just as quiet as little mice, too.
Well, and everybody got so dressed up. There were no jeans in church.
Oh, no, you weren't allowed.
Oh, no.
Even when jeans came in style, they weren't allowed. No. And you had to be in a dress.
And hats and gloves?
Oh, yes. When I was a girl, it was hat and gloves. Mm-hmm. And it was always a nice dress.
I know when Father Trainer was... elevated to a Monsignor, we were giving a dinner. There was, of course, a bunch of us that were cooking, and we had a little spare time, and we wanted to go over, and we didn't have our hats with us, so we took a napkin and put it over our head.
Oh, sure.
Just so you had something on your head.
Yeah, just so you had your head.
To show respect.
Your whole group of us came in wearing napkins on our heads.
Well, we always wore hats.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every church. I think women just wore hats.
And men wore hats.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And you didn't see a bareheaded man go into church until he took his hat off.
My sister was a tomboy. And when she came home from church, my mother made her change her dress because if she thought she liked to ride the horse, we had a horse, my mother said, and if she wanted to ride that horse in her Sunday clothes, she would, or else climb the trees with my brothers. So when she came home, my mother was right there, Charlotte, you take off your Sunday clothes.
There was a Sunday go-to-meeting.
But
she
I
always called it Sunday go-to-meeting.
I never did have to take mine off because I wasn't a tomboy like that.
They used to wear gloves.
And carried a little pocketbook.
Yeah.
Had to have a little pocketbook for put some pennies in for Sunday school.
But didn't you feel nice when you were all dressed up had your hat on and your new shoes and that you only wore on Sundays?
Yeah.
You never wore those shoes.
Kind of sanctimonious.
Oh, yeah. I think so. Especially on Easter.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody had to have something.
Everybody had their Easter toggery on. If it was a rainy or a snowy day, you at least had an Easter hat on.
Yeah.
You might have had your heavier clothes on, but you had your Easter hat on.
Do you remember something about that, Frida?
Yeah, I remember. All of a sudden, I have a hat on.
A straw hat, usually.
Yeah.
Great
big one.
And you cared.
Everybody looked so nice.
I cared a little purse because I had a couple of pennies for Sunday school.
Yeah.
Gloves.
Yes, we have your donation.
And then there was Jenny patent leather shoes with one strap.
Oh, yes.
Sat on.
They call those Mary Jane.
Yeah, but it's one strap. There's always patent leather.
Yeah.
And you always put them on the dresses so that nothing happened to them. Oh, boy, I remember I did.
My mother used to put Vaseline on my patent leather
yes,
shoes
I did too.
So they wouldn't crack.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I
did that work?
Yes.
I never thought
kept
about
the leather
it.
So.
Remember that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it's like polish, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't crack.
Uh-huh.
Being dry, you know, it helped them.
Yeah, it sure did. We always greased our patent leather shoes.
I got a little story about hats. Just a story. No, I don't have to do that. It's just a story. When I stayed out to the folks, I've told it to some. When I stayed out to the folks, why, at first, when we married, the two little cousins was brought up kind of there together, you know, Will's boy and the other little boy, which happened to be Marilee's, like his dad. And they were playing out and round in there, and they picked up Grandma's old felt hat. And they found a powder can, and they powdered it all up.
Oh.
And then they throwed it under the bed. And so when Grandma got ready to go to church on Sunday, she couldn't find her hat. All ready to go for dinner, getting late. And she was getting worried. And so they finally, I think one of them, they were just little, couple of years, little kids, you know. And finally one, I think, understood that they was looking for the hat. And they crawled under both of them, under the bed, and found this old hat. And when they got it out, it was a sight. It was covered in powder. And Grandma wanted to go to church, so she brushed it all off, and she said, "That's the last straw." She put it on, went to church. I can laugh about it ever since. It was just cute to the kid.
Yeah.
The kid,
you know. I thought you were going to say she put it on and had that all over herself.
Yeah. Well, they powdered them. Yeah, they had it all over.
It was stuck powder and everything
and all. But Grandma's hat was the worst.
Especially felt.
She wanted to go to church.
Couldn't go without a hat.
A little kid. So. Oh, whatever. Think of that. He was out there to get a plate.
My great-grandmother, I lived with my grandparents during World War II for a while with my mother, and everybody moved home. The men were gone, and my great-grandmother always wore long skirts, I mean, like down to her calves, and long sleeves and corsets, and everything that you can imagine. And she'd roll up her sleeves to do something in the kitchen. Well, then if the minister came to call, which they did in those days, she quit rolling her sleeves down because she didn't want him to see her elbows.
Yeah, they were strict.
I was saying that they had more reverence for the priest. And I had an aunt that came, she was born in Ireland, and she came over here to visit, you know, and then she made her home here. And she lived in the same part of Ireland that Father Traynor lived in. So she was down here visiting us. And I invited them down one night to visit with her so they could talk about old times. And Grandma had Grandma there that night, too. And, of course, we kept kidding about this man coming in. And Kate said, sure, and she said, I'll bet they got some old buck coming to it. That's their expression. And then when the priest came in, she was so religious anyway. She got down on her knees and she crawled clear across the floor to in front of him and kissed his shoes.
Oh.
Well, she was just that religious. That's the old Irish. The young Irish aren't quite like that. And, of course, then after she got to talking to him and found out that he lived where she did, you know, then they got into a conversation. But after he left, her daughter, Catherine, and I were out in the kitchen, and Catherine says, oh, Gladys, we're going to get it. And we were talking, and we turned around, and here was Aunt Kate standing in the door, and she had her hands on her hips just like this. Ye little devil, she says, you're going to hell for making fun of the priest. And I think she was on her own knees all night praying for it.
What county was that that you did?
County Mayo. One came from County Cork and the other came from County Mayo.
I'll have to ask Larry if what counties he was in when he was in Ireland last 2 weeks ago. My grandson, he went to Ireland for a week.
What a wonderful trip.
Mm-hmm. Going back wasn't so good, though. He said it was 18 hours over the ocean. Had kind of trouble or something.
18 hours. I bet he was afraid.
He said his stomach didn't feel very good, he told his mother.
Yeah. How old is he?
Well, he's 30 years old. His company sent him over there.
Well, they had plane trouble then.
It must have been something. Going over was 12 hours over the ocean. Coming back was 18.
That would be scary.
He said the food over there was awfully rich.
No wonder they're always fat.
Yeah, he said it was rich. But he said I haven't talked to him yet. He's going to come home now this Sunday, but ask him about Ireland.
Did he land in, Shannon?
They landed in Dublin.
Do they have bazaars back?
Oh, yes.
When you were children?
My gracious, that's where we worked. Mm-hmm. The bazaars and then the big dinners, like with us, with St. Patrick's Day, it was a big dinner. At all the holidays like that. But we always had a bazaar.
I don't remember church dinners when I was growing up. The only time I can remember eating there was for youth fellowship. Every Sunday night they'd have supper and then the parents would take turns doing that.
I remember one experience it was when I was growing up, but no, I don't need it.
I'm going to have it anyway, Carrie.
My daughter went to go uptown and do a little shopping, so the two little boys, Barry, of course they're married now with family, but Carrie was a little fellow and Dale. I had Dale planted planted in a big chair, and I had the big old time piano here, and there was a rocker here, and Gary had his lying on his belly, stomach, looking underneath the rocker, and these rounds in the rocker, first one side and then the other, facing to see about if he could get in there or not. And while I was thinking of it, he pushed his feet against that piano and his head went right under the round. And he couldn't get it out because he laid his head to one side to get in. And in order to get out, he'd have to lay his head on the other side to get out. And all the while he was under there, he was crying and crying, and the other little kid's eyes was like saucers. I thought, now if he's going to cry, what am I going to do? I'll have to go and get saw to saw that round off. And while I was thinking of it, she gave an awful pull sideways, and he managed to get out. And all he was crying every minute he was under that. I said, Gary, why did you hit your head? Well, he just thought he was going to get under there and see what was under the rocking chair, but there wasn't a thing. Just the carpet, but just an experiment. It scared his grandma so. I was just really shaken because I didn't know but whether I'd get his head out or not, because it wasn't very wide, and his head was bigger than the chair. Finally, he pulled quick and it come out. Oh, dear. That was one experience I had. I never took him too much.
I just thought about one thing in church that I don't know why I thought of it, but the older kids used to sit in the back pews, and then sometimes the girls and boys would sit back there and hold hands. This was probably during the evening services, not during the day services. The day services, they were up in the front with their families. That was pretty bold.
Why is it in church, nobody wants to sit down in front?
Yeah.
Everybody goes to the back.
All these empty pews. And then when you do sit down front, you feel like you should get up and preach or something. You feel like you're so conspicuous.
And the usher will take them way down the front, and they'll start down the front, they'll say, right here, about the middle.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I can't remember in the Methodist Church when I was a girl ever having a bazaar, but they used to have dinners. About once a month they had a dinner when I was a girl.
Because that's the way the women raised money.
Mm-hmm. I know my mother used to work in the kitchen.
Usually it was some circle that put on the dinner, and then another circle. It was never that you pick women at random. It was always a circle of some group.
And the dinner trial probably cost a quarter.
After all that work. Well, now they use it for raising money. And
it boils down to
do things. What did they do with the money?
Well, bought things that was needed for the church or the sacristy or for the priest house. Maybe the convent for the nuns. I know our circle bought a complete set of silverware for the convent one time. They had things so poorly over there that we furnished a lot of things for them.
They took quite a bit of money in at that pork chop dinner.
This last one.
And then when they had that, the circle of the hook, was that the, what was it, but they took in $10,000 with the raffle and all of that. And the booths, the people
saw that. Yeah, they had the paper, but I don't remember them. Mm-hmm. If I put the
$10,000.
That's what they said.
Mm-hmm. They have good turnouts now. We always had good turnouts. Of course, then it wasn't so much the public were invited, but there was that division between churches, and the public did not attend the Catholic functions so much, but now they do.
Mm-hmm.
There's more camaraderie between all churches.
Mm-hmm.
And when they have a dinner, the men do all the work.
Yes, the men do all the work. Used to be us. The women did it, but now the men put on the dinners.
That's pretty nice. Let the women kind of rest. Let the men know what it is to cook.
Yeah, they do everything. Clean up after and clean the hall.
Gee, that's unusual.
Yeah. Well, they've done that for the last few years.
Well, some of them, I guess, was pretty good cooks.
Connors is usually the chief cook down there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he puts on all the dinners.
do you have some memories of...
Yeah, that book is helping.
Isn't that helping?
Yeah.
Well, you said it's heavy. It is heavy, but it helps because it keeps the thing from squeaking. Do you have memories of church days? And
yes, we lived in a small town there. It was, I remember, Prairie, South Dakota, of course. And we had our classes and things, teachers for them. It was nice. Good Sunday school classes they had. Good Sunday school teachers. Of course, they could do a piece of Sunday school lesson better than the ministers sometimes, the women.
Did you, what denomination was it?
Congregational.
Okay.
I was raised in a congregational church.
And did they sit together, the
yes.
families?
Yes, we sit there.
Did you have long services?
Oh, hour.
I can remember some preachers that go on, and we'd be there for an hour and a half.
What I do remember about is an old English minister.
Our 10 o'clock mass follow trainer always kept 2 hours. We never got out of there before 12 o'clock.
I know.
And I tell you, we were paralyzed when we got
and nobody wanted to go to the 10 o'clock church, you know?
Oh, boy, I tell you. That 10 o'clock mass was a long one. You knew you were in church when you got out of there.
Yeah.
But years ago, they used to have church real long, my mother said. Oh,
my 10 o'clock mass was 2 hours. What about the English minister, Alice? What was he like?
Well, they were English people. They were just the old-time English fellas. That's a preacher, very strict sort of fellas, man in the family. I know we went all the time. We liked it. It was nice. More so than that, it was a congregational church. And there was a big Methodist church there, too. But it seemed like the congregational appealed to us more.
Oh, I heard him say that. It's on all the time, Carrie.
The congregational.
I just move it around so I'll be sure and pick everybody up.
Congregational church burned that time, too.
Well,
what did you say that
if there's a congregational church like here?
They do
have
congregational church
down there. If there is,
that must be about 20 years ago.
Congregational church in these towns.
Yes, it has to be older.
We don't have
remodeling it.
They have a congregational church.
I've heard that too. Congregational church burned down.
They were remodeling it. And I guess somebody left the torch there when they left. So that's a new church now. No.
Was it where that church was?
Right from where it is now.
Rhythm band.
What?
The rhythm band is Tim.
Oh, okay. Well, you want to close up and get to your rhythm band? We got a little bit more, just almost through with our tape.
I was going to say, now, we used to have the traditional churches, Presbyterian, Methodist. Now you got all those other branches that are starting up.
Right.
I don't know what they would get out of it. What their premise would be.
Well, it's hard to understand, I think, when you've been raised in a traditional church, and they just call themselves Christian churches, I guess. And I think it's nice not to have the divisions anymore between the Christian churches, although some still have them. You know, some I think put themselves
the
above others. Yeah. But most of the time, the people are pretty tolerant.
I remember when Alvin,
mayor of New York was running for presidency. And of course, he was a Catholic. Al Smith.
And oh, yeah.
And women, this is an actual thing. Women that had been real good friends separated because of Al Smith was a Catholic and running for president.
Yeah, I remember that, too.
Right here in town.
Everybody remembers that, too.
Oh, no.